Welcome everybody, Shir number 849, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I just want to, while we started talking a little bit about soups last Shir, even though it was more with a reference to mizonos, barley, and noodles, I just want to go through a few soups while we are in the subject of soups. We spoke about a while back, but just to review real quickly, for example, like fruit soups. Let's say a regular fruit soup. What's the halacha with a regular fruit soup? And the fruit soup, let's say cherries, peaches, plums, it's a fruit soup, right? So in general, the halacha is, just to read from a Badna in the Sefer on page 437, he's actually quoting the Mishnah Berurah, not in our Simen Reish Ches, but it's in Simen Reish Beis. So he says like this, for fruit soups containing solid pieces of fruit, right? One should make a bracha for the fruit, which will exempt the liquid in the soup, right? For example, if somebody has a soup made from cherries, peaches, plums, or so on, one should make it borei pri ha'etz, right? And this is what he quotes from the Mishnah Berurah. Just to read real quickly the Lashon Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nun Dalet, and Simen Reish Beis, Avol Im Oichel Peiris Atzman, V'shoi Samayim Gamken, a person's eating the fruits that are in the fruit soup, and they're drinking together, they're taking the juices from the soup, Mistabed L'Kul Yom, according to everybody, Ein Tzarech L'Varech Aleim, Lei Bracha Rishenov, Lei Bracha Achroina, the Nasa Tafel L'Hapri, in other words, on the drink itself, the juice itself, the soup itself, you don't have to make a bracha because it's all tafel to the fruits, and one would just make a bar pri eitz, which would cover everything. Oh, but then he goes on to say, v'im ikar kavanasi b'shvil ha'mayim, but if the person has in mind the soup, v'achal eitzim mei peris metchila, then you make the bar pri eitz, then he says, sarach inim yivarech shenis alamarek shahakal, then it could be problematic if you have to make a shahakal. In other words, my main purpose of the soup is the soup. Right, so the fruits are whatever. It's sort of on the side if you want to call it. Then it brings down. One should make in that case you make a bara priha eitz. Let's say you eat a couple of fruits right from the fruit soup. You make a bara priha eitz, but then one should take something else. Mishnah Berurah says valken yivarech al dover achar techila shahakol. Somebody should the person should take something else out. I'm sorry, not something else. They should take something else. Alken yivarech al dover achar techila and make a shahakol. Something else, right? You take either a pinch of salt, you take a pinch of sugar, you take a piece of chocolate, whatever. Something else, make a shahakol. So that's what Rabbanah brings down again in the Sefer, page 437. If one wishes to eat the liquid without the fruit, they should make a shahakol. Okay, it's actually two separate cases. The Rabban is talking about in the case, also brought down the Shulchan Aruch, if somebody wishes to, I want to eat the liquid from the soup, that's what I want. Right, so then they should taka make a shahakal, and you make a ho'eit separately, you take out, take out a fruit separately. The case Mishnah Berurah is talking about is more like if a person wants more, they want the fruit. In other words, their fruit soup is really for the v'im ikar kavanasi b'shvil hamayim. It's really for the juices that they have it, and that's the main reason why they're eating it. So then that becomes more problematic. So that's why he says, therefore, to make a shahakal on something else. He says first, al davar achar techila, make a shahakal on something else, like we said, candy, chocolate, or whatever, on something else first. And okay, now the reason why we say in general we have this concept sometimes, the reason why we say to make a shahakal first, we saw it by other things also, is that because it could be, I'm not going to get into the whole machlokes now, but it could be that if you make the bar priya eitz already, you covered the whole soup, because the lamais, it's a fruit soup, but this person's kavan is for the water, for the soup, and that's what he wants, so it becomes already questionable, therefore you make a shahakal first, but make sure you eat a piece of fruit, you take out a piece or two of fruit, you make a bar priya eitz separately, then you're good to go. Like this, you know, you covered all grounds. Okay, so that's that. And like we said, as far as Rabbanah, what he's saying is plain and simple. If somebody wishes to drink the liquid without the fruit, obviously then one would make a shahakal. That's a separate thing. Okay, but I just want to make it clear. We have an understanding. I'm eating a regular fruit soup. I eat it together. This is my fruit soup. So in general, one makes a bar pri or eats. It's only the cases we spoke about, those exceptions, then we a little bit change it. But regular fruit soup, I'm eating it together, cherries, peaches, plums, whatever the case is, I would make a bar pri or eats. Okay, now what about, he goes on to say further, again, this is simple ikar v'tofel halachas, which we spoke about in the past. What about if somebody's eating a fruit soup and it has some bar priyats and some bar priyadama? How do we work that? The soups, he continues on, containing fruits of a tree and fruits from the ground, which would be bar priyadama from the ground and from the tree, obviously bar priyats. Well, we'll make a bracha on the majority, right? I'm eating it together. I'm eating scoop, scoop, spoon after spoon. So then we go after the majority. Simple halachas of ikka v'tafel. To illustrate, he gives an example. If the soup contains a majority, not counting the liquid, we're talking about, right? We don't mix the liquid. You could eat the liquid also. That's not the issue. But we're counting. We're looking at, is it more ha'etz or is it more ho'adama? So if the soup contains a majority of fruits from the ground, for example, pineapple, strawberries, in case in time strawberries were checked the right way. You have to be careful with strawberries. But be it as it may, it has items in it that is ho'adama, right? And the majority are the hadama fruits, and then you have also possibly plums, peaches, or whatever, but that's the minority, the smaller amount, then the bracha will be baripri ho'adama, because that's simple ikur v'tafel, every spoonful I go by the majority. Whatever's more, that's the bracha that I make. Okay, then he goes on, he just finishes off. In either case, the fruit from a tree, whether the fruit, and the same thing the other way. If you have the bar priyats, the fruit from a tree is more, so then I'll make a bar priyats, as long as I eat it all together. Now, what about the liquid in those cases, right? In either case, he goes on to say, whether the fruit of the ground is more, whether the bar priyadama is more, I'll make adama. If the bar priyats is more, I'll make bar priyats. But the liquid, the soup itself, which is eaten together with the fruit, is exempt by the bracha made on the fruit. Okay, so that's whether it's ho'adama and the hadama is more, the liquid is all-inclusive in that. If it's bar priyats and the bar priyats is more, then the liquid is all-inclusive in that, and I would not need a separate shahakol in conjunction, unless it was one of the exceptions that we spoke about in the beginning of the shir. Okay, we'll stop over here. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tuv.